Good morning. Thank you guys for being here. I know we're getting close to lunchtime, so double the thanks. We're going to talk a little bit today about internet use for health information and how that relates to knowledge and awareness of physical activity guidelines. First of all, I'd like to say that I have no relationships to disclose. So physical activity, or PA, is important for maintaining a healthy body weight and also for lowering risk of chronic diseases such as type 2 diabetes, osteoporosis, heart disease. It was estimated that 44% of U.S. adults met criteria for adequate aerobic physical activity in 2010, in a study published then. And also recent studies have found that 26% of individuals were able to correctly identify physical activity guidelines when they were asked. And so in terms of the guidelines that we're going by, the previous guidelines were based on Healthy People 2010 objectives, which called for 30 minutes of moderate intensity aerobic physical activity 5 days per week, as well as muscle strengthening activity 2 days per week. Now, our current guidelines are based on 2008 physical activity guidelines for Americans, which calls for 150 minutes of moderate intensity aerobic PA over a week, or 75 minutes of a more vigorous exercise. So with the widespread use of the internet, we thought that it could potentially be a good source of health-related information. An estimate made by the Pew Research Center was that 59% of American adults looked online for health information in 2010. However, there are some studies that have suggested that there might be some disparities in terms of internet access and utilization based on age, race, and education. And so we were curious to see whether it was really whether internet use would be a good source of information for health topics, such as physical activity guidelines. And so this brings us to our current study, for which our objectives are first to identify the frequency of individuals who use the internet for health information, who are aware of PA guidelines, and who meet criteria for adequate physical activity. From now on, I'll refer to these three things as internet use, awareness, and compliance. And our second objective is to determine whether the association between internet use for health information, whether that exists with awareness of both the current and older guidelines, as well as being compliant with these guidelines. So the data that we use is from HealthStyles, 2009. The sample size was 4,556 individuals at a response rate of 65%. After excluding some individuals for missing information, our final analytic sample was 3,910 individuals. So HealthStyles was sent out to over 7,000 respondents of a larger consumer-style survey. And this survey is a consumer mail panel survey that actually oversampled for low-income individuals, minorities, and households with children. Weight variables also apply to the sample so that it was more representative of the U.S. population. And so from the survey, we looked at several questions. The first is, do you look for health information on the web? Yes or no? The second question is, what is the minimum amount of moderate intensity physical activity that the government recommends for adults? And so you'll see up there that the answer choices include the current guidelines, the previous guideline, as well as several incorrect or I'm not sure options. And finally, there's a set of four questions that assess how long and how often you exercise or engage in either moderate or vigorous intensity physical activity. Based on those four questions, we're able to calculate a amount of time that you're exercising and whether you meet criteria for being aerobically physically active. We use descriptive statistics. We use chi-square analysis with a significant set at p-value less than 0.05, and we also did multivariate logistic regression. So this is the model or the structure of our model that we're looking at. The main outcome variables that we're interested in are awareness and compliance. And our independent variable of interest is internet use for health information, but we also included other demographic variables, body mass index, chronic comorbidities, and health counseling practices. And so this is the data table that looks at the characteristics of the population that we looked at. And it also compares internet users with non-internet users and how they differ in terms of demographics. You'll see that overall, 49% of individuals in the study used the internet for health information sometime in the past year. So comparing the two populations, internet users tended to have more individuals who were female, were younger in age, were married, had higher levels of education, had higher household income, tended to live in more population-dense areas, and tended to have less chronic comorbidities within that population. And so this table here looks at the responses to the question about awareness on asking what the minimum recommended physical activity was. You'll see that it's notable that only 0.6% of individuals actually recognized the current guidelines. However, you do see that about a third of individuals also were able to identify the previous guidelines. In order to analyze this variable, we decided to combine both of these responses as a measure of kind of awareness of any recent guidelines that they might have come across. This table here looks at the self-reported aerobic physical activity levels in these moderate intensity minutes. And you'll see here that 57% of individuals met criteria for being physically aerobically active by exercising for 150 minutes or more in an average week. And so this is a table of our first bivariate analysis with the exposure variable being internet use and the outcome being awareness. The statistically significant odds ratio of 1.44 indicates that individuals who use the internet for health information have a higher odds of being aware of these PA guidelines. This is another bivariate analysis where the outcome now is compliance, and you'll see that it's also statistically significant that internet users for health information had a higher odds of being compliant with the current PA guidelines as well. And so this table slash graph is the data from our multivariate logistic regression. And this is looking at the relationship between internet use and awareness. You'll see here that we adjusted for sex, age, race, marital status, education, household income, chronic diseases, and primary care visits. In the adjusted model, we found that the odds ratio was 1.05 and was not statistically significant, which is different from the unadjusted model. However, we suspected that education might have been an effect modifier, and so we went ahead and tested that, and it was confirmed through interaction variable testing. And so we stratified our model, and that's what you see below. Specifically, you see that for the group of individuals who had a high school education or less, the odds ratio is 0.62 and is significant. And it actually signifies that for these individuals, use of the internet for health information was actually associated with a lower level of awareness. For the other education levels, you see that the odds ratio is greater than 1, which suggests more of a positive association, although these were not statistically significant findings. This is our second model that, with the outcome being compliance, and again, we adjusted for the same variables as previously with the addition of body mass index and health counseling. In this adjusted model, the odds ratio is, again, not significant overall for internet use for health information. Again, we stratified by level of education, and for the high school or less group, the significant odds ratio of 0.64 indicates, again, a negative association between internet use and compliance with PA guidelines. Again, you see that the other education levels have an odds ratio greater than 1, but not statistically significant. So in conclusion, to summarize what we've talked about, there were very few individuals who were able to recall what the most recent or current aerobic PA guidelines were. Even if you take into account the individuals who were able to identify previous guidelines, that still means more than 65% of individuals had no idea of any recent guidelines. We also found that users of the Internet for Health Information did have a higher odds of being aware of and complying with these guidelines. However, you do see that overall in our multivariate logistic regression, Internet use for health information was not independently associated with any of these PA outcomes once we account for sociodemographic variables. As we had seen, in certain specific populations, such as those who had a high school or less education, Internet use for health information was actually associated with a lower level of awareness and compliance. And so our study has the following limitations. First of all, the study is based on an opt-in survey, and as a result, it is not population-based, and so it might not be representative of the U.S. as a whole. There is also one thing in that we could not assess the nature of Internet use for health information because the questions didn't really address, you know, how often you looked up information on the Internet or when was the last time or even if the individual had Internet access in the first place. Third, because of the low response rate for individuals with the most recent guidelines, we had to combine both recent and previous guidelines in our analysis. As a result, this could cause a classification bias. And lastly, the self-reported aerobic physical activity levels are subject to recall and social desirability bias, and so they may overestimate the level of compliance in the population. So based on our findings, there are several recommendations. We need to find ways to continue to encourage individuals to actively pursue health information through multiple means. With the lack of awareness for the recent guidelines, we should really improve the circulation of PA recommendations among healthcare providers, among patients, and throughout the community. The interaction of education might be an issue of health literacy affecting the proper utilization of online resources. And so we can help individuals by creating interactive websites that avoid medical jargon, use more audiovisual media, have less cluttering of text, and have like more of a simple linear navigation scheme. And finally, further research is needed to examine the nature of Internet use as it pertains to health-related information. And also, we need to find ways to address health literacy disparities within the community, especially in terms of developing effective screening method. So I'd like to thank individuals from the Centers for Disease Control from my division and from the CDC Experience Fellowship. They've been a great source of support and mentorship over this past year. And thank you all for your time.